It's always great when we get to read the prophets in the Old Testament because it's like a 3-for-1 special for us. There are always 3 layers to any of the prophetic books. The first is the historical context. So they're actually saying something to the time that they're in. It's not as though Jeremiah in this case is just off speaking random things that have nothing to do with his time. The second thing, the obvious one, it's a prophecy. It's about something coming in the future, most often referring to Jesus Christ. And then the third thing, since the prophets are situated in the Bible, which is the living, breathing Word of God, there's always something that the prophets speak to us now, in our time today. So, let's take a look today. What do we have? We have Jeremiah. He's speaking God's word. He's saying that there's not very good shepherds happening right now. And he's not talking about the literal shepherds who shepherd literal sheep. He's talking, of course, about the kings of Israel, who are supposed to be shepherding God's people. They weren't good. They were self-serving. They were lazy. They didn't do what they were supposed to. And because of this, people look to them and say, well, this is how the kings act. This is how they're living. I ought to be able to follow that. And so, the whole people of Israel began to fall away from following God because their shepherds, their leaders, their kings weren't doing a good job leading them to the true God. Second thing, this leads us right into then the prophecy. Because Jeremiah says, through the word of God, hey, all right, I am God, that is, am going to appoint you new shepherds. Shepherds that are going to shepherd you rightly. Shepherds that are going to do what I tell them to. Shepherds that are going to actually lead you to me. And ultimately, it says, shall be called the Lord our justice. We're talking about Jesus here from the line of David. It says a shoot from David will come and this will be the shepherd. The Lord our justice, God himself will be the shepherd. Awesome. Jesus Christ is coming. This is from the prophecy of Jeremiah that God himself will be the new shepherd. He will make right what was done wrong by the kings of Israel. He will be the true king, the king of the whole universe. But then now, today's context, how the heck does this actually speak to us today? What's happening? What does it mean for us now? Well, we know that Jesus, who did come, who is the shoot from David, who is the Lord our justice, who is the true king, who is the right shepherd, he established a new kingdom, didn't he? But it wasn't a kingdom that looked like other kingdoms of the earth. This kingdom, we know, is the church. And in this church, as God says in the first reading, I will continue to appoint shepherds. Shepherds who will shepherd you rightly. And Jesus did this with his apostles. And the apostles continue to do this with the bishops. And the bishops continue to do it with the priests. We receive shepherds to this very day. No longer kings, but bishops and priests to shepherd the people of God. And so when we hear this reading in regard to our own time now today, we need to ask ourselves, are we being shepherded rightly? Are our bishops and priests conformed to Jesus Christ? Because so much today, I think we're looking for innovation in our bishops and priests. We're looking for something new and flashy. And we actually sometimes even rejoice when they say something that actually isn't what God teaches. Do we want the true shepherds after Jesus Christ, the ones that he appointed, or are we looking for something else, just as the people of Israel were looking for something else in the time of Jeremiah? Because although indeed every priest and every bishop is a different man, right? So he's got different personality, he's got different charisms that he's been given by God, so naturally they're going to lead a little bit differently. They're going to have a little maybe a different focus in their ministry. But what we don't want to see is them teaching something different than Christ has handed down. We don't want to see something different than what the church has given to us for 2,000 years. The church which Christ established on the rock of Peter. The church which Christ promised the Holy Spirit would guide and lead in all areas of faith and morals until the end of time. That's where we don't want something different. Because if we have something different, we're not hearing the word of God. If we have something different, it's not Christ's church speaking to us, but just the man himself. And that's where we begin to falter. As we see in the gospel today, Jesus teaches us something very important, both in a very specific way and in a general way, about the shepherds which he appoints. So the apostles just came back from mission. They're telling Jesus everything they did. Jesus says, all right, that's good. Now what I want you to do is go away to a deserted place and rest. You need to pray. So this is really important. For bishops and priests to stay focused on Jesus, for bishops and priests to preach the gospel which Jesus has handed down to them, they first need to be men of prayer. Our focus as priests, above all else, in order to be good shepherds for you, we need to be shepherded by the divine Son of God. We need to make sure that we're spending time in prayer every day. That in the midst of the busyness of our parishes, for bishops, for their dioceses, that we still actually take time to be with the Lord. Because when we don't, when we think the rest of the work is more important than our time with Jesus, that's when we start to get a little goofy. That's when we start to not preach everything that God has proposed and given to his church. That's when we start to go off on our own ideas rather than what God has given us. So that's the specific thing that Christ tells his apostles, telling his shepherds, his bishops and priests. You have to pray. The number one thing that we have to do is keep our relationship with Jesus strong through prayer. But in the general way, Jesus is teaching something bigger. Because we see this specific thing with Jesus all the time. He goes out, he does miracles, he preaches, he performs exorcisms, he teaches about the kingdom of God, and then he himself goes away to pray. And so what he's teaching his apostles, this one thing about prayer, he's actually teaching a much bigger thing. Do what I do, he's telling them. Teach what I teach. Preach how I preach. Be faithful as I am faithful. This is what I give you, this call to be shepherds. Just follow me. That's all you need to do. You don't have to get innovative with it. Do as I do, preach as I preach, pray as I pray. Brothers and sisters, pray for your priests. Pray for me as your pastor. Pray for all bishops. That we keep our relationship with Jesus strong so that we can truly be like Jesus for you. Shepherding as he shepherds, loving you unconditionally, forgiving when you are repentant, teaching firmly, and leading you faithfully to God the Father. Pray for your priests, that they may be worthy shepherds after the name of Jesus Christ.